Here are your latest Manchester City headlines. I'm James Mason. City boss Pep Guardiola says his side had reached their highest standard of the season as they claimed a dominant win over Watford to move top of the Premier League table for the first time this season. Raheem Sterling headed the reigning champions ahead after only 4 minutes when free at the back post to meet Phil Foden's excellent cross. The hosts were repeatedly ripped apart by City's movement, passing and creativity, and only a number of saves from goalkeeper Daniel Backman kept the score down to one goal in the first 30 minutes. But City got a well-deserved second as Backman denied Ilkay Gundogan, but the rebound fell to Bernardo Silva, who then found the back of the net. Silva then grabbed his second and City's third, cutting in from the right side of the penalty area and curling a fine finish past Backman. Cucho Hernandez pulled one back for Watford, following in to convert a rebound after his first strike had hit the foot of the post. Speaking though about the result and the display, Guardiola said, "We're an incredibly consistent team. We played a really good performance and missed a lot of chances. We scored three beautiful goals and could have scored more." Meanwhile, Liverpool are said to be at the front of the queue of clubs trying to sign Gavin Bazunu. However, City want to hand the goalkeeper a new contract. Bazunu is yet to make his debut for the Citizens. However, the 19-year-old is impressing out on loan with Portsmouth. He has also established himself as Stephen Kenny's number one for the Republic of Ireland. The teenager only made his senior debut earlier this year, but he looks to be ahead of Cameron Kelleher in the pecking order. It is said that Liverpool are keeping close tabs on Bazunu's situation. However, City are keen to extend his stay at the Etihad. And finally, City's hunt for a number nine is said to be heating up, with Dusan Vlahovic among the contenders to be one of the next incomings through the door at the Etihad. Sergio Aguero's departure has had lasting consequences and ongoing talking points that Guardiola would like to not discuss, but the Serbian number 9 is one of the names touted. Their pursuit of Harry Kane proved fruitless in the end as Spurs wouldn't budge on their eye-watering 9-figure valuation, and Ferran Torres' future in Manchester is also becoming increasingly in doubt as Barcelona persist with their interest for the Spanish attacker. As a result, it is said that the Citizens are gathering more information on Vlahovic as they consider whether to make a move. That's all for now. We'll have more later.